Today I'd like to read to you from Psalm 31, a wonderful truth that I'd like for us to always remember and keep in mind. It was written by David, and probably when he was fleeing from Saul. David wrote, "In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Bow down Thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. For Thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For Thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for Thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." And then skipping down to verse 15, we read, "My times are in Thy hand." Beloved, our times are in God's hand. He knows every person on the face of the earth. He knows all about you and me. The Lord Jesus said that our Father even knows the number of the hairs of our head. He knows things about us that no one else knows or understands. Today, as I'm speaking these words, it is August 1st, 2011. 57 years ago today, I married a beautiful young lady. Today is our wedding anniversary. We have been through many different experiences, many ups and downs, many trials, many tests, many victories, many joys, many blessings that have been so abundantly bestowed upon us by Almighty God. I well remember a time back in the 70s when we were ministering in the Hawaiian Islands. We were on the island of Oahu, living on the windward side of the island. My wife became extremely ill. We put her in the hospital, and she had no blood pressure reading. The doctor said there's only two reasons a person doesn't have a blood pressure. One is they're in a coma, the other is that they're dead, and yet neither was the case with her. Doctors from all over the islands came to take her blood pressure because they couldn't believe that she was awake and alert and able to talk and think, and yet had no blood pressure reading. She was in the hospital for a week, and they put a number of pints of a saline solution into her body to try to bring up her blood pressure reading, even, as I recall, some units of blood, to bring up that blood pressure. They couldn't understand what was going on. Finally, a little blood pressure began to appear. We sent her to the Houston Diagnostic Clinic in Houston, Texas. They ran all kinds of tests upon her. Finally, the conclusion of the doctors was that she had maybe 2 years to live. That was back in the 70s. And this is 2011. Our times are in God's hand, beloved. Man may do the best he can to try to figure out about these physical bodies, with their ailments, with their limitations, with their problems, with their difficulties. But our times are in God's hand. My sweetheart wife says, "Until it's God's time, for me to leave this body, nothing is going to take me out. And when it is God's time for me to leave this body, nothing is going to keep me here. And you know, I think that's a very true statement. How many times we try to run our own life and make our own plans and make statements that we really are not capable of making, but we're leaning to our own understanding. When the Lord tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. That's personalizing that passage of Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We're to acknowledge the Lord. We're to trust in him, for our times are in his hand. Beloved, when God calls us to go to a certain place that we may be fearful of and afraid of, we need to remember that our times are in God's hands. I remember a time that I had to go and face a man who had threatened my wife for 3 hours, and there was no visible help available, but the Lord God delivered her. And the lawyer that I spoke to about the incident said, you go and face him and tell him that if he shows his face around your house again, you'll put a peace bond upon him. He was twice the size of me. I'm not a very big guy, 5 foot, maybe 6 now, maybe less, because as I'm getting older, this old frame that holds my body together is beginning to shrink, and I'm not as big as I once was even. But here I am, a little guy, and I'm going to go and threaten this great big man. And so I prayed, Lord, you're going to have to take care of me. I have no way of defending myself if this guy decides he's going to tear into me. But I went to see him, trusting the Lord to deal with the situation. I confronted him, and he tried to make excuses. And I told him, I've talked to my lawyer, and he said, oh, you didn't have to do that. I didn't mean anything by it. And I said, the lawyer advised me to come and see you and warn you that if you show your face around my house again, I'll put a peace bond upon you. That occurred on the big island of Hawaii, where we were ministering at Hilo, Hawaii. That man never showed his face around my house again because apparently he had been in trouble with the law before. When I told him I'd put a peace bond on him, it really shook him up, and he said, no, no, said, you don't have to do that, said, I didn't mean anything by it, and said, I won't do that anymore. And so he did not. But our times are in God's hands, and what I'm saying is that I was as safe talking to him as I was at home in bed, because God is my shield, God is my defender. As David said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. O beloved, when you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're safe wherever He leads you to go. And should it be your time to depart from this physical body, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Apostle Paul stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, which is far better. O beloved, what a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ! What a blessing to belong to the eternal God! What a joy to know the forgiveness of sin, and to know the peace of God, and to know that wherever God leads you, you're safe and secure in His care, in His protection, in His hand. For our times are in God's hand. And so, beloved, today, if you do not know the Lord Jesus, I would invite you to recognize that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, to understand that it was by one man that sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin, and so death, physical death, has passed upon all men because all have sinned. But God loves you, beloved, and therefore God so loved the world, mankind, the human race, that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, and that He arose 3 days later, victor over death, hell, Satan, and sin, that He lives today, seated at the right hand of God the Father. If you believe those facts, and if you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, to forgive you for your sin, to give you His salvation, His eternal life, Jesus readily says, I will come in. He wants to come in and deliver you from the bondage of sin. He wants to liberate and set you free. And beloved, if you'll ask Him, He will come in. I did that as a young lad of 5 years old. There was much I didn't understand about it all, but I knew I was a sinner. I knew that I had sinned and come short of the glory of God, and I knew I needed forgiveness. I knew that Christ had died for Bob Griggs, that He had taken my sin upon Himself when He hung on that old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago, that He died under the wrath and judgment of a holy and righteous God because of my sin, which was placed upon Him, as 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for God hath made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I remember so well that day as a small lad, I invited Jesus Christ into my life, and He came in. I was in a church and had heard a message, and it was at the invitation to receive the Lord Jesus. I went forward, and before I reached the pastor at the front to tell him I wanted to be saved, I was saved. Jesus Christ saw the longing of my young heart, and His Holy Spirit came into my spirit, and by the time I got down there, I was a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things had passed away, and all things had become new. Jesus Christ had given me His gift of salvation, and sent His Holy Spirit into my spirit as His guarantee of my salvation, as Ephesians 1:13-14 states. O beloved, if you will cry out to the living Christ, acknowledging you're a sinner, asking Him to come into your life, telling Him you believe He died for you, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and that He lives today, He will come in and forgive you of your sin. You can know for certain that your times are in His hand, and you can trust in Him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Then you can in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will guide your steps. He will direct your path. He will be the Lord of your life, and He will direct and take care and protect you, even as David cried out here in Psalm 31. He'll hear your prayer, beloved. He'll give you His joy and His salvation and His peace. I hope you will. Until next time we get to share together, God bless you.